You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
So, because you said it, you're going to be awarded with certain things: a receptive ear to hear, a mind to comprehend, a heart to receive, and a spirit to contain. A renewed heart. You can't quit now. You confessed it. Because too much life resides on the inside of you. God allows you to be tested so you will be able to prove to the world, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Jesus, the Light of the World. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 9, verses 1 through 9.
Scripture says, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent us or sent me. Night is coming when no man can work. So while I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him. Wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Say, as he went. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am. I am the man. Say, I am the man. Now, all the ladies, I want you to say, I am the woman. Oh, my God. Somebody needs to tell a true testimony. It wasn't your education. It's not your intelligence. It's not what you're able to accomplish on your own. He healed you. He delivered you. He set you free. You ought to be able to say, I am the man or the woman. You can't tell me I only look like that person. No, I am that person. Glory to God. From the subject today, from the series Jehovah Rapha, Jesus is healing his people. I want to share with you a message called Jesus, the Light of the World. Jesus, the light of the world. Father, I give you praise for the pools that you're bringing us to. For Siloam. Siloam. Meaning sent. And you're sending messengers and angels, and you're sending a troubling of the waters. Your name heals all. Your name delivers all. It works. send this word forth today. Stir the waters. Bring our people to a place of obedience. When they don't understand you, when you spit, when you put mud on eyes, when you offend, help our people to surrender to the might of God. Stop being offended with church and church people. There's no greater offense than the spit. Yet the King of Kings does it in the text to take us out of religion into a place where we want to be healed and we will experience the healing virtue of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for an unhindered word, uninterrupted word, for the voice of the oracle, for a mind to comprehend, heart to receive, an ear to hear, and the spirit to contain. In Jesus' name, amen. I approach this preaching moment, teaching moment with gravity. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Reverend George Wright was murdered. White was murdered this past week. And I am really grieved over it. He was a friend, a colleague. He was murdered not by the Ku Klux Klan or by a Republican Party. He was murdered by his own grandson. And I want you all to know that the threat has already been here. Our kids are smoking tuka. They have no desire to please God. They're going astray. And while you're high on these things, anything can invade your space. I'm amazed with how so many kids are giving their future over to a moment. The young man, as you can see on television, was grieving after he came off the high, I believe. But the bullet has already gone out of the weapon. Just like when you shoot off words when you're angry, you can't take them back. We must be more careful in how we function and flow. George White went through our chaplaincy program. He sat right over there and had an encounter with the Lord. A testimony that he shared with some of us about how God delivered him from something that happened to him. He was just close to 80 years old when he went through the chaplaincy program. Something that happened between here and he and his father, and God delivered him from it while he sat right over there. He was from Alabama, South Alabama, loved his family. Looks like he took care of the young man, made sure he had what he needed, gave him what he wanted. Driving back and forth to Texas, back and forth to Alabama, making sure he's taking care of gifts and all of that. Walking with us to stop gun violence in our community. He was a part of pushback 2 years ago. Two young men were found in the compound right before Christmas. He rallied around that. And the same man that's an advocate for the innocent to quell the anger in the hearts of young men and women today was gunned down in his own house. As he runs across the street, was finished off, the bullet found him in his neighbor's house as well, by his grandson. That's why I need security here. I'm not afraid if the Lord happened to take me out, but I think our security people need to be watching. There's a threat in the atmosphere. You're not safe in your own house while you're playing. They're smoking tuka. They're lacing the stuff. Guard who comes in and out of your house. I told this church in 2000, I called it Judas 2000, you will see young people betray their own parents. If we don't get ourselves together, the ones you protect the most, you got to be careful. They got to, you got to expose them to the Lord. That's how it works. And you got to be a model for them. You don't have to be perfect, but whatever you're teaching, you need to be doing. And you can't buy their love. You want to know how much they love you? Don't give them the next time. Don't give them what they ask for the next time and watch their attitude. Just say no. You have the power, right? You say no to me all the time. Why you can't say no to Johnny? Not Johnny Stevens, but Johnny. Why you can't say no to Enoch? I use Enoch. Why you can't say no to Nick? You say no to me all the time. I'm not. Well, we got a job to do, right? I had to drop that on you because it's serious. And this is serious. I don't know why churches aren't packed out and why young people are playing games. The man was a good man. Korean War. Veteran. He didn't die at an assassin's bullet. At the gun in the hand of his own grandson. Every time something like that happens in our community, a part of all of us die. Because it could happen in any house with any one of us if our kids don't have God on the inside of them. And the scriptures say the hour will come where men's heart will be like beasts. That means they will be so infected on drugs they don't know what they're doing. And this is where we are. Say no to drugs. Say no to these games that you're playing. Come back to decency. Don't play Russian roulette with your future. Now ready to teach. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Rabasha. John chapter 9. Jesus went along his way and he saw something. He saw a blind man. Before I get into that, we need our confession of faith. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. Everybody, it is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. Everybody, I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive and ready to receive. I can't quit. There is too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Your confession of faith. You confessed it. You did it. You said it, Joe. So because you said it, you're going to be awarded with certain things. A receptive ear to hear, a mind to comprehend, a heart to receive, and a spirit to contain. A renewed heart. You can't quit now. You confessed it because too much life resides on the inside of you. God allows you to be tested so you will be able to prove to the world, greater is He that is within me than he that is in the world. He allows you to be tested so you can prove to the world that He's greater on the inside of you than the opposition that's in the world. Pools in the scripture symbolizes cleansing, write it down, healing, and divine provision. The Spirit of the living God is stirring up the waters. He's troubling the waters. We found it out in John chapter 5. Now we're moving to John 9. Pools were places where the paralyzed physically paralyzed people physically and spiritually received or engaged in what we call transformation. Transformation occurred around pools. I believe the waters are stirred, and the angel of the Lord is visiting the waters. I believe he's even visiting baptism, the act of baptism in our church, which theologically we teach only has to happen once. But I believe the Spirit of the Lord, for some unusual reason, is leading our people to the pool. And if the Lord is speaking to your heart about being baptized, don't resist it, because we can be in the land of healing, near the pool of the stirring, and still be paralyzed. And I believe in obedience, if we obey God, just obey him. No one is going to stand between you and the obedience. I'm not standing against it. Leaders aren't standing against it. We believe in the moving of the Spirit. And as the Spirit leads us, we follow. I used to hear a song when I was a little kid, where he leads, it goes, me, I will follow. It's almost like a Jamaican twist. Where he leads, me, I will follow. Where he leads, me, I will follow. Where he leads, me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. I'll go with him through the valley, through the mountain. I'll go wherever he leads, me, I will follow. For those of you that are trying to tell me, well, you didn't say it right, Bishop, flow with the Spirit. That's what's wrong with you. You always got to say something. That ain't right. While I'm preaching, that ain't right. You got to get out of that. I know it's not right. I'm just telling you, it's a Jamaican twist. You go to Jamaica, that's what you hear. Me man, me man. What are you talking about? There are different cultures in the world. Different cultures. I saw something last night. Rock star visited Ethiopia in the 80s or 90s and was so moved with the death of millions of children that he decided to do what he called first aid, or aid live, live aid, a concert of rock people to raise money to take care of what's happening in Ethiopia. When they went in, Mother Teresa was there. When they went in, when they saw the death toll, it was so great, right? We're so plenteous, we don't know what's happening around the world. You know, man, you don't even know. Even when you don't have what you need, you're better than most people around the world. Most people don't have AC. They don't have Q-tips. They don't have a car. They don't have any of that. They walk everywhere. I was in Honduras, and I saw these girls, man, walking with huge, I'm going to say, buckets of water, balancing them. Walking uphill just to get water to their homes. Beautiful children, teenagers, but man, just no running water. And you don't know how blessed you are when you can just hit a faucet. And we don't even drink out of faucets anymore. We all drink bottled water. I'm amazed that we have to pay for stuff that God gave us for free. We got to pay for fruit. It come right out of the ground, man. I want you to think about where we are. Everybody's trying to make money on something. He made the fruit, man. What if all fruit was free? Think about it, man. We're making money on folk, man. But people are dying because they're starving. And God moved on rock stars to raise money. We are the world in America. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. Now you understand? That's where it came from. Because Ethiopians are dying. Girl, a man walked 8 hours bringing his almost dead girl just to see if there's a little food dropped off by somebody. Walked with her for 8 hours. The nurses have to pick which ones will live. I only have enough medicine for three.
This is what's happening. And when you start hearing the vibration in the world and stop thinking about self alone, the world is even the earth is groaning. It's groaning, man. It's groaning, awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. When we will get out of what we want to do in ourselves and start seeing the blind and the lame and the maimed that are laying by pools and they are waiting on somebody to put them in. And Jesus is in the midst and they just need a message from the Lord. Out of your mouth that say, Jesus saved me and he healed me. And he could do the same for you. Glory to God. His name heals all. His name delivers all. It works.
Hallelujah.
Place where physical and spiritual transformation occurs at pools in the Bible. I believe the waters are stirred here at the church, and I hear of people that are calling in to get ready for baptism. Now, someone has stopped me in the hallway today and said, Bishop, I got my paperwork in, gave it to Fred Douglas to be transferred to staff to make sure that I'm on the list to be baptized. And I'm not stopping anyone. You're going to go through a mini class, but we want you to obey God. As long as you know that baptism is not salvation, I'm good. But I'm not trying to penetrate your theology. Just obey God. If he told Naaman to go to the Jordan River and dip 7 times, a person that got status in education wouldn't challenge that. Riding on your high horse of education. Riding on your high horse of experience. Riding out type folk. I know what's up. Okay, I'm going to give you something simple. I'm not going to tell you myself. I'm going to send my servant to tell you. Here's the problem. You got so much pride. He couldn't come out himself. I drove all of this way. And you let your pride block you from being doing simple things for the Lord. Get off your high horse. You rode in, ride out, walk out. And get to the Jordan River and just dip 7 times. It's in your power to do. It's simple. What is muddy, Bishop? Listen, get it out your mind. God is trying to wash something off of you that's worse than the mud. Leprosy is in your flesh. In G12, man, it came out. Leprosy is called the Hansen disease today. It attacks nerves. It takes away your senses to feel. So if leprosy or the Hansen disease is in your flesh, you can't feel. How many of us got leprosy up at the church today? No matter what's going on, you don't feel it. Spirit can be here, and you sitting there saying, we still going on? Worship still happening? You can't tell when the atmosphere shifts. You can't see it when your daughter comes home and she's walking different. You don't see when your son is doing stuff. You can't tell when he shifted. You can't tell when his attitude changed. You can't tell that the emphasis of our church and its purpose have shifted. You can't see the hunger in young people. You still caught up in what you feel or what? Many of us have leprosy and we think we don't. Our sense of smell is gone. Our sense of hearing is gone. In other words, we can't tell when the spirit is there. We don't know when it's time to be quiet or when it's time to speak. We have lost discretion. Riding up on our high horse. And still got pride with this stuff in your flesh. Do you want to be healed, Naaman, or not? Yes, I want to be healed. I rode all the way here. Then why can't you? This is his servant speaking to him now. Because servants get it.
Yes.
Not the proud. The ones who serve, they get it. If you're a true servant, you're not going to sit there and talk about what your rights are. You'll push back on your rights to make sure somebody else is win. Somebody else wins. When Trey wanted to get married to Lena, I was sitting in my office and he was going for the girl with his dad, with her dad. He was really going for her. He was cool now. Dad didn't want him to marry the girl. Get a job. Like most fathers, get a job. Trey said, listen, how many marriages end up? They got the money, but they don't have any love. I said, ooh. Man, Trey was laying it. He was cool with it. He laid it down. Man, the man said, but I want the man to marry my child. I can understand now. Where you gonna take her? She at least need a house. I don't care how much love there is. Do you have a house? See, y'all want to go with the ones who don't have houses. But the man say, if my daughter's to come out, I want her to leave my house and go into a house. Not into a truck, not into a car, a house. I said, all right, man, talking now. Trey said, but how many houses are not homes?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Jesus, the Light of the World, visit the media section on our Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details. Hotel accommodation are available at the Hampton Inn & Suites located off Palm Bay Road. Use group code PWC to reserve your room by Friday, September 12th. Accommodations are also available at the Crown Plaza Melbourne Oceanfront. Use group code WMA to reserve your room by Wednesday, September 3rd. Spots are filling up fast, ladies, so grab your combo package before August 31st. Summer's winding down, but the savings are just heating up. The back-to-school sales tax holiday will run through August 31st. Shop smart and save big with tax-free breaks on clothing, shoes, personal computers, and select accessories.
Our Health and Wellness Ministry will offer free blood pressure screenings after both the 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. services on Sunday, August 31st at the TR Palm Bay campus. Take a step towards better health. Stop by and get checked.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the beaches, FM 94.7.
Have you ever longed to start life over again? Would you like to do some things different?
Billy Graham.
You have thought a long time about religion and Christianity, yes. And you go to church once in a while. Maybe you go all the time. But deep in your heart, there's not that personal relationship with Christ. You're not certain your sins are forgiven. You're not sure if you died, you'd go to heaven. You're not certain that you have eternal life, but you would like to be sure. And you would like to start over today with a new beginning with God. Give yourself totally to Christ and let Him transform you.
You don't have to be uncertain about where you'll spend eternity. You can have a fresh start by beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We can tell you more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.